This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Wolbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker.
This show covers the 11th to the 17th of July.
Canonical releases Snapcraft 2.12.1 Snap Creator Tool for Ubuntu 16.04 from Softpedia.com. Snapcraft 2.12.1 has landed in the Ubuntu 16.04 software repositories, bringing multiple improvements and fixes, among which we can mention a new store endpoint that tracks the status of pushed snaps and offers feedback directly on the command line in order to know whether a manual action is needed or everything is good. There's also a Python 3 plugin designed to create an entry point if configured in this manner by the user. Moreover, the Go plugin has been updated to support snapcraft.yamls 3, and various issues reported by users with package config have been addressed. Lastly, Snapcraft 2.12.1 introduces progress bars almost everywhere so that you can see what's going on all the time. And it looks like the register error scenarios now feature beautiful, easy-to-read messages that also contain helpful information for end users on what steps need to be taken next in case problems are experienced. Use Linux or Tor? The NSA might just be tracking you. From TrustedReviews.com. In a post-WikiLeaks, post-Snowden world, online security and privacy has become primary concerns for many internet users. But it seems those intent on keeping pesky government agencies out of their online business may well be shooting themselves in the virtual foot. As documents related to the X-Keystore snooping program reveal, the US's National Security Agency, or NSA, has started focusing its snooping efforts on Linux Journal readers, Tails Linux, and Tor users. The X-Keystore program itself is a surveillance program concerned with collection and analysis of data, and was revealed as part of Edward Snowden's recent surveillance disclosures. As TechSpot India reports, the program's source code has been analysed by members of the Tor project and security specialists for German broadcasters NDR and WDR. Ubuntu 16.10 getting Nautilus 3.2 soon. Radiance theme fully ported to GTK 3.2. From Softpedia.com. Ubuntu developer Ian Lane managed to port the Ambience theme to the latest GTK Plus 3.2 technologies, and he also updated some of the GNOME components Ubuntu is using, such as the Nautilus File Manager and Boab Disk Usage Analyzer tool, along with the GTK Plus port of Mozilla Firefox 47.0 for Ubuntu 16.10. These were available for users who had the courage to test them in a PPA only for the upcoming Yakety Yak release, but bugs were present and not everything worked as expected. Ian has updated his initial statement informing that he also has managed to fully port the Radiance theme to GTK Plus 3.2 and that everything will land in the main Ubuntu 16.10 repos soon. Mycroft uses Ubuntu and Snaps to deliver a free intelligent personal assistant. From Softpedia.com. Mycroft, the company behind the Mycroft AI open source intelligent personal assistant for Linux, has published a story recently on how they are using Ubuntu and Snaps to deliver the software to Mycroft devices. It's already a known fact that Mycroft has chosen to use the Ubuntu Core, aka Snappy Ubuntu Core, a slimmed down flavour of the Ubuntu designed specifically for IoT and other embedded devices, to build the software that's behind the Mycroft hardware devices that the company is trying to sell for your home or office. But it looks like Mycroft is also making use of Snaps, the universal binary package format any application developer can use to deliver apps across multiple Linux operating systems and desktop environments, to push software updates to its Mycroft devices, as well as to allow users to install the Mycroft AI software independent of the host OS. Ubuntu Touch OTA 12 lands next Wednesday. OTA 13 brings libertine improvements. From Softpedia.com. According to Canonical, the testing of the upcoming Ubuntu Touch OTA 12 software update is almost over and things are looking great. No blockers, and everything works as expected for almost all devices, with a small exception as far as Meizu Pro 5 and BQ Aquarius M10 are concerned, since they need custom tarball respins. However, the OTA 12 update is on its way to Ubuntu phone and Ubuntu tablet owners, coming with multiple improvements and a few new features. When? It looks like the phased out update should be landing this coming Wednesday, July 20th. In the meantime, the Ubuntu Touch developers are working hard on implementing new features to the next major release, OTA 13, which should be available this fall, as well as to fix more of those annoying bugs reported by users all the time. For example, with Ubuntu Touch OTA 13 will come a big update for Libertine, fixing numerous issues. Microsoft is replacing Skype's ancient Linux client with a web app, from PCWorld.com. The Skype team teased exciting news for Linux users, and it's arrived. The old outdated Skype for Linux application, that's barely been updated in years, is being phased out. Replacing it is a new, modern Skype for Linux application that's currently in alpha. Skype for Linux Alpha is based on the Skype for Web website, which Chromebook users can now use for voice calls. It works in web browsers and Linux too. However, Microsoft isn't just shrugging its shoulders and telling Linux users to load up the website. Instead, they're building a sort of native application wrapper around the website to make it a first-class desktop application. The main new feature at the moment is a more modern interface. There are actually a variety of missing features over the previous Skype for Linux application, which Microsoft is working on adding. These improvements will also benefit Skype for Web for Chromebook users.
That's it for this week. For more news and to get the PDF magazine, go to fullcirclemagazine.org, or you can find this podcast on TuneIn Radio at tunein.com, on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com, and in Player FM at player.fm. And I'll see you next time.